Hello, HBCU baseball fans. Welcome to another edition of Black College 9 podcast series. Our podcast series is normally reserved for the many HBCU baseball coaches and the things they do for their baseball programs. But there was something that happened this week that shook up the HBCU baseball world at the large school level. Bethune-Cookman, Jason Beverland, the head coach who turned around that program and led them to a NCAA Division I regional against the eventual national champion, University of Florida Gators, where they were a missed out from winning that series and advancing to the super regionals, which they could have won, but they didn't. But Jason Beverland has decided to leave Bethune-Cookman. He departed after serving 6 years at the helm of the Bethune-Cookman baseball program. He decided to step down, and he's going in the direction of being a baseball scout in the Carolinas for Major League Baseball. No one saw this happening. And here's why. That team that he currently has, that he has his former players, and we can say former players because he did depart, his team, they are primed to make a run to the NCAA World Series. They only lost one player. And that player was drafted by the Florida Marlins last year, this past season. And this comes as a shocker because no one saw this happening. And at the timing of Jason Beverland's departure, when we're close to 2 months before the season starts, if this had happened after the regionals, it still would have been a shocker. But it would have been more than enough time to get somebody in place. Beverland leaves the program as the only coach in school history to compete for an NCAA regional title. Something that former head coach Merle Melendez didn't do. And that's not taking anything away from Melendez, who turned Bethune-Cookman into a HBCU and a national powerhouse. He did the same for Alabama State. But Jason Beverland came in and fitted in nicely at Bethune. He grinded his way. But in his 6 years, he won 4 Mid-Eastern Atlantic Conference tournaments, the MEAC. 4 of those, including the 2017 season. Jason Beverland is a coach's coach. He's a family man. He treated his players with respect, treated them like they were his family, like they were his own kids. But I wish Beverland well. He has a new challenge in his life. He's going to be the regional scout for the Toronto Blue Jays in the Major League Baseball. And he'll be in, like I said, the North Carolina and South Carolina areas. And it's something that coaches are doing now. There's something going on with Major League Baseball. Like, the older guys who've been there for years are retiring. And now you have a lot of college coaches, I should say collegiate coaches, that are leaving the collegiate ranks and going into scouting for Major League Baseball. And that's what Jason Beverland's doing. For 6 years, he didn't just go to work each day. His family was his job. Everyone at Bethune-Cookman was a part of his life. So his decision to leave was not an easy decision to make. And like I said, it comes at a time when you have a returning team. They would have received, they possibly will, a national ranking. But Jason Bevelin was that driving force. And I had so many conversations with him. I had talks with him, including after last year's game against Florida Atlantic University. And you could tell he was a little exhausted after being on the road for a week. And it was probably the worst part of the season in 2017, where they went 1-6 for that week. Basically, they were a 41 club, and I really felt that they would have won 40 games this year, and they still can. It's not, the season hasn't started yet, but under Jason Bevelin, they would have been a driving force. But he's decided to, like I said, he's moving on. And Jason Bevelin was instrumental in bringing in a lot of top recruits to Bethune-Cookman. Anthony Maldonado was a freshman pitcher, received national awards, national recognition for his achievements as a freshman. That's the same with his first baseman, Danny Rodriguez, who was a Louisville All-American. But this team is loaded. This team has everybody coming back. This team has the makeup to make a super regional. And I really hope they do. I don't see them not. I think if Bevelin stayed, they may have hosted a regional, which is something that's never heard of in the HBCU ranks. But this is how this has really impacted Bethune. Bethune can dominate for the next 3, 4, 5 years. That's how that program was set up. That's how Jason Bevelin has set it up. He moved it away from Melendez and used his own way of recruiting, getting homegrown talent, and then getting players from other states. But he mainly kept them home. And that was the driving force of Bethune-Cookman baseball. Now, they stayed in the top 25 the entire season with the rating percentage index, the RPI, which ranks teams in the NCAA Division I baseball against each other. The NCAA does not believe in common opponents. That's why they have a high ranking. When you take on the best and you play the best, you get ranked for it. You get a good strength of schedule. And that's what Bethune is. Bethune was in the top 25 throughout the entire season. And it's not going to be any different because their schedule is a top 25 schedule. No bones about it. Some HBCU large school division teams have top schedules, but they traditionally play Division II, Division III, and NAIA teams, which brings that score way down. But not Bethune. Bethune believes we play Division I teams because we are a Division I team. But aside from all of that, the question remains, who's going to replace Bevelin? Can Bevelin be replaced? Bethune has decided to go with their one of their coaches. And they've already selected assistant coach Barrett Shaft. Barrett Shaft is from the University of Tennessee. He was a volunteer assistant coach during the 2011 season alongside Jason Bevelin, who served as a pitching coach at the time for the Volunteers in Tennessee. Barrett Shaft is a native of Georgia, and he played baseball at Western Carolina University, and he had a pretty good hitter for the 4 years he was there. His batting average was had a .336 batting average, and it was according to the stats I have, that he was
he was eighth on the team in the history of the Western Carolina baseball program. So now they have decided to stay with in-house. I was kind of shocked when I got that news, and I'll tell you why. Because one of the top assistant coaches across the country was interested in that job. His name is J. Bob Thomas. He's assistant baseball coach at Texas Tech. Now, Texas Tech, in the last 4 years, since Thomas's arrival, has won more than 40 ball games, including they went 40-14 this past season. He'd have been a good fit because he's a recruiting. He gets out on the road. He puts in 100 hours a week in recruiting. That's something that's unheard of. A young guy like that is somebody you'd want to snatch up. And he would have been a good fit for Bethune-Cookman. Bethune-Cookman, they're getting the top players. But I believe Thomas would have gotten the players that would have pushed him over the hump to them making regional tournaments year in and year out. That's what a young guy does, especially coming from a program like Texas Tech. Also, there's Julius McDougal, who, in my mind, it will be the next, even though he left Stillman, he has the makeup to be a Division I baseball coach. That was a second choice of mine. And these are all my choices. But, like I said, J. Bob Thomas was really interested in that job once it became available. Whether Bethune reached out to him or not is unknown. But Bethune has made its choice. And moving forward, with the talent and the recruits that he has, Bethune will still be a force to reckon with. Mind you, you have FAMU lurking. You have North Carolina A&T, what Ben Hall is doing at North Carolina A&T. They're going to make some noise. But it's going to be interesting to see how the new coach, Shaft, comes in and gets the players to respond. It's going to be interesting to see what the first 10 games are going to be. And we're going to be watching, not for that purpose, but because it's HBCU baseball. But when a new kid on the block comes in, you want to see what he does. Especially for a team a new coach coming in for a team that just was an aggressive mistake away from knocking off the eventual national champions. And I know because I was at the game in Gainesville, and those guys came away from that game saying, "This was our game. This was our game. We should have had this." So 2018 is going to be really interesting for Bethune-Cookman baseball. And we wish Jason Beverlin well. Great guy. Great person. Great what he does in his endeavors and in his family, because he's a family man. But the Wildcat Nation, with the 2018 season 2 months away, we will see what Bethune-Cookman does from this point on. Our next podcast series will be focused back on the coaches series for the many things that the coaches do for HBCU baseball. Once we get back to that daily grind, we have a lot in store. There's some good coaches in the SWAC that we're going to visit and really open your eyes up onto what their programs are doing and the many things that their kids do on and off the field. So look for a early return for our Black College 9 podcast series. Until then, keep God in your life.